Chapter 2. The Death Ride. Joe.
Coming up at noon, the small television on our kitchen counter blared. The owner of Fun Spot responds to allegations that his newest attraction is a death ride. The image cut to grainy footage of Hector Rodriguez walking to his car in the Fun Spot parking lot, trailed by a crew of reporters and cameramen.
Mr. Rodriguez, one woman trilled, shoving a microphone at him. Did you know G-Force was this dangerous?
Across the table, Frank groaned. She's not dead, he said with a sigh. She's missing. Missing with no trace, I added, pushing my eggs around my plate. It was the following Friday, 6 days since Kelly Keohane went missing, and somehow, whenever the incident was mentioned, I lost my appetite. No footprints, no fingerprints, no cell phone records, no witnesses reporting any sign of her. I sighed. It's like she disappeared into thin air. Frank nodded and shot me a concerned look. Have you talked to Daisy? I frowned. I keep trying, I replied, shrugging. She doesn't return my calls. I talked to her really quick between classes yesterday, and she said she's not mad at me, just stressed out.
They must have a lot on their minds, Frank agreed.
I could imagine. Fun Spot had been the talk of the town since G-Force opened, and not in a good way. I was sure Daisy's father was regretting his decision to invest in the new, expensive ride. Frank stood and clapped me on the back. Come on, he said, grabbing his book bag. Let's get going. Maybe we'll find something new out at school. I put down my fork and got my stuff together without answering. I knew Frank was trying to be positive, but any news we'd gotten about Fun Spot hadn't been good.
Anyway,
Jamie King was saying, flicking a highlighted blonde lock behind her shoulder with a long purple fingernail.
I was like, are you serious? I mean, do you really think I could ever go out with you?
She smiled at all of us who surrounded her at a lunch table. Daisy had grabbed me after history class and apologized for being so distant lately. She'd invited Frank and me to sit with her friends at lunch. So far, sitting at a girl's lunch table was not so exciting.
You know,
Jamie went on, looking around at her girlfriends, not satisfied with their reaction.
Daisy, am I right?
Daisy didn't respond. She was staring into her vegetarian chili like it held the secrets of the universe. I didn't think she even heard Jamie. I was sitting next to her, so I gave her a nudge. Daisy, you okay? She looked up, startled.
Sorry, did you say something, Joe?
No, but I did, Jamie said, pointing to herself. I was talking about this guy who came up to me while I was working at Fun Spot last night. I swear, people just love entertainers.
Over lunch, Frank and I had learned that Daisy had gotten Jamie a job singing and dancing in the Fun Spot Review at the park. They had wanted her to wear a big Fanny the Fun Spot Falcon costume, but she convinced them to let her be Princess Funfara instead. Daisy sighed.
I guess we should be happy that there was even anybody in the park to approach you, she said, poking her chili with a spoon.
Attendance has been down ever since the G-Force opening. Way down.
Penelope, who was sitting across from us next to Frank, shot Daisy a look of concern.
When can you open it again? She asked.
Tonight,
Daisy said without excitement.
But I can't imagine that many people are going to show up to go on a ride that was involved in a girl's disappearance. The inspectors didn't find anything wrong with it, but everyone's still calling G-Force the death ride.
She spooned a bit of chili into her mouth and grimaced. Jamie looked thoughtful.
I bet that girl ran off on her own, she said, pointing a carrot stick at us. She could have had trouble at home. You don't know.
Daisy just shook her head. Jamie bit into her carrot stick with a loud crunch and chewed.
What you need, she said after a minute, is someone to look into it, someone besides the police.
She looked up at Frank and me.
Someone like these two.
Penelope looked at her like she was nuts.
These two?
Jamie nodded, giving me a frankly appraising look.
They investigate things for people. You didn't know that?
Frank blushed and coughed on his tuna sandwich. Jamie chomped on another carrot stick and turned away with a mysterious expression. I was beginning to think Jamie knew everything about everybody at Bayport High. Daisy